Okay, let's begin Megillas Esther, Perek Vav, the sixth Perek here in Megillas Esther, as we start really the Yeshua. This is really the start of the Yeshua. If we reach rock bottom in the last Perek, or maybe not, maybe the last Perek is already the beginning of the Geula, because Esther already comes and starts inviting them to the party. But Haman builds the tree. That was really maybe rock bottom, but maybe not, because that was already the beginning of the end. But either way, this Perek, the king can't sleep, and he sees Haman outside. And before that, though, he asks to have his record book read to him, and he sees that he never repaid Mordechai for the goodness that he did. So the first person he sees is Haman. So Haman's called in, and the king asks, you know, what should be done for somebody who the king really loves and wants to give honor to? And Haman thinks to himself, well, who else is that going to be besides me? So he gives a whole description. He should ride the king's horse, and he should wear the king's clothing and wear the king's crown, and people should call in front of him. This is what happens to a person who the king loves. And the king says, great, do that to Mordechai. And he does it to Mordechai. Haman goes back home, heartbroken, and, Avel v'chafui rosh, his wife says, well, if this is the Jews, you got to be ready that you're going to be going down. And quickly, the messengers come to take him to the party. Right? That's this Perek as we get into the next exciting part of the story. So the Perek starts off, Balayla Hahu. Some shuls have the minhag of reading this in the tune of HaMelech. Nadada Shnas HaMelech. The Melech Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to redeem us. That's the Medrash. The Medrash has 2 days here. 2 days here. Either it was Shnas HaMelech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnas HaMelech says the Medrash. Nadadu Shamayim Kiso shel melech malchei hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehera es Yisrael b'tzara v'chi yeshena lefnei hamakom. Hashem was sleeping, v'alok fan na'emar, hinei lo yinu v'lo yishan, shemer Yisrael. Ela b'zman she Yisrael shiruyim b'tzar, v'umos ha'olam b'shalva, l'kach na'emar ura lo matishan Hashem. First day. Second day, it's about the king. Nodu d'shnas ha'melech ha'chashverosh. Remember, Esther already planted seeds, according to Chazal, right? Maybe Achashverosh thinks that Haman wants is having something with Esther. Maybe Achashverosh thinks that Haman wants to kill him. But says the Medrash, Nadash Nasam Elach Achashverosh, Shera B'chalomo Es Haman, Shenatal Sayif Lahargo. This is what he's thinking about, as the Gemara says in Brachas. You think about at night what you're worried about during the day. V'nivhal v'hekitz mishin aso v'amr l'sofrav heviu sefer zechronos likros v'leros mahatcha of our love. Tell me my history. Upaschu asfar b'matzu asadavar sheikin Mordechai b'kson of aseresh v'kivan she'amru l'melech hinei ahman omid b'chatzer omr ha'melech emes hadavar she'ra'isi b'chalomi. Lo bazeh b'sha'azu ela l'hargeni. What's he doing in the middle of the night? Going and taking a walk near me. He obviously wants to kill me already. He has that in his head. So, Balailahu, Nadadashnas HaMelech, that's what happens. Vayomer, and Achashverosh says, Lahavi Sefer HaZachronos. Why does he call for the Sefer HaZachronos right now? Divrei Hayamim, V'yunikrom Lefnei HaMelech, and it was read in front of the king. Why? Rashi quotes the Gemara here. Derech HaMelechim, the Derech of the Melechim is, Kishashin Asam, Nodades. No dedes omrim lefneim mishalim visichos v'shinasam chazer asaleim. Tell them lullabies, right? That's the pashtus. But why the sefer hazachronos? So Rashi quotes Rabboseinu amru mitoch shinasan v'sam libo al Haman v'Esther. He all of a sudden thinks that Haman might be doing something. Maybe he and Esther are both trying to do something. Amar, he says, is there anybody out there that's loyal to me that maybe heard something that maybe would tell me? Amar, i'efshir shalo yeda adam etzasam. It's impossible that nobody knows their plan. Shehu avai v'yigalali, and he'll reveal to me. V'chazav yamar, he says, maybe shema asali adam tova v'lo gamaltiv. Maybe somebody out there is loyal to me. I never paid him back, and therefore he's upset. Vein choshes yanoli, and he doesn't want to tell me. That's why they call it Sefer HaZachronos. And Hashkacha added that he wasn't paid back right until this moment, and it was read in front of the king. Vayimatze katuv, and it was found written. Gemara says that it kept getting, the Shamish kept erasing it, and then the Malach kept writing it, Gavriel. So, Vayimatze kasuv, asher higid Mordechai, the son of Eseresh, that Mordechai told on Big Son of Eseresh, why is the Aleph added onto Big Son? Many Mefarshim, maybe they want to make it small. Big Son is smaller than Big Son. The Talmud Dekra says maybe he changed his name when he gave him the position to Big Son. Now he's giving him back. Tifiksana. Shnei Sarisi Amalek Mishar Miyasaf. Asher Big Shalosh Loch Yad Melech Achashverosh. Remember, they wanted to assassinate him. And Mordechai saved the day. Vayomer HaMelech Ma Na'asa Yikar Ugdula LaMordechai Alzeh. What was done for Mordechai? Vayomer Na'ari HaMelech Mishar Sav Lo Na'asa Imo Davar. Nothing was done. And the Gemara says, it's not because these people loved Mordechai. They just hated Haman. Vayomer HaMelech Mi Bechatzer. And the king all of a sudden says, maybe he heard something. Who's outside? Haman ba. Lachatzar meis ha-melech ha-chitzona. Haman's walking around in the middle of the night. Remember, he didn't wait for take his wife's advice to wait till the morning. He went right then. Le'mor la-melech. Le'tlo says Mordechai. Ala eitz asher heichin lo. He was going to go tell the king to hang Mordechai in the tree that he prepared for him. Heichin lo pashtus says Mordechai. But Chazal say, lo le'atzmo. Le'atzmo. As we continue, the Gemara is in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Tezvav Mabez, he talks again about the Medrash, same thing that the Medrash said, V'yu Nikram, Shinikram Me'alayam, V'yimase Katuv, Shimshi Mochek, V'Gavriel Kotev, and Lonasi Modavar, Lo Mabnei Sho'avin, as Mordechai, Mabnei Shazon, as Haman. Heichin Lo, Tana Lo Heichin. Lo Heichin, for himself. For himself, it was prepared. That's how you read the Gemara. The Rinas Yitzchak says here that it's not even that Lamafreya, we can look back and say, hey, it worked out to be for Haman. No, even Bishas Maisa. V'lo tomar ki lo nefach al Haman, rak acher shebikshu litlo, says Haman, who wants to wait, ki mitchilo hayemuchan lios nefach alav, ki yef shalah abeklal Yisrael, v'dome, it's like throwing lezorik evin b'kok gadol al kir, throwing a big rock against the wall, lahapilo, to try to break down the wall. No, it's going to shoot right back at you on the rebound. To evin nefach, right when you threw it, you can already foresee that's what's going to happen. To evin nefach al azorik ki minan nimna lahapilo. He says, maybe according to the Grudge, the opposite. No, it really was for Mordechai, but they were Zochet. It was Zochet to change it. Zochet to change it. I forgot to mention before. I wanted to mention on the Rashi and on the Chazal that Achashverosh all of a sudden says, you know, is there anybody out there that's loyal to me? Right? And he couldn't figure it out. Rabbi Lamb says, we learned something amazing from this. Right? How often are we anxious and we're nervous about something and the natural reaction is to blame someone else? Achashverosh here has an unbelievable moment that he realizes, he looks inward and says, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I haven't done something and that's where the problem lies. Here we have here is a momentous moral teaching, as only Rabbi Lamb can write, about this royal insomnia. We become truly moral beings when we take the giant step from blaming others for our misery to searching our own souls and hearts for the source of our troubles. From suspecting conspiring neighbors to analyzing the labyrinthine channels of our own egos. What was truly remarkable was that Achashverosh could achieve this moral stature. The royal insomnia becomes a creative challenge from outer subversion to inner corruption. And it's our goal to learn from this act that sometimes we can't just look out. We have to look in to see how we can, you know, better our lives in that way. But that's what he did. Good. And then the king says, who's outside? And the Haman is on his way to tell him about the tree. Haman's there. Vayomer HaMelech Yavo, let Haman come in. Vayavo Haman, Vayomer Lo HaMelech. Haman might have thought it strange. What's the king doing up so early? But the king tells him, Malasos Ba'ish, Asher HaMelech HaFeitz Bikaro. What should be done with the person who the king wants to give honor to? What should be done? Why didn't he say Mordechai? Why didn't he say, you know what, I want to give honor to Mordechai? So what do you think? So 2 days, the time of the crow, Rav Chaim Gedeevsky has, well, maybe he knew what Haman felt about Mordechai. And he didn't want to tell him. He didn't want to tell him. And he knew that Haman probably would think it's about himself. But Hidavka didn't tell him. Achashverosh racha sahaman yit'el achshov al atzmo, kedei sheyomer harbe, lochein lo amar lebehedya al Mordechai. Wow, that's number two. And the first one is that no. Shebevadai, maybe he thought, what did after he read the Sefer HaZachronos, what did Esther want to ask? She probably wanted to ask, he never paid Mordechai back. And maybe Haman, you know, was also in on it that he wanted to make sure maybe to have it done by the time the party, the Mishnah comes. So if Haman does it, and, you know, this is what's needed, so he could just say at the Suda, you know what, done, did that.
and Haman's my aid. Right? So that's the suggestion why he didn't say Mordechai. So if a Yomer Haman believes, Haman says in his heart, well, who's he talking about?
There's not one other person in the entire land that Haman might have thought that it could be. Not one. Okay, fine, not Mordechai, but anybody? There's no one else that the king might have wanted to have to give honor to? The arrogance is so unbelievable. He's the only one in the world. The only one in the world that it could possibly be. The Gemara uses this pasuk also. This is earlier in the Masechta. On Dav Zayin, where the Gemara discusses whether Esther should be part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, the Gemara gives many rayas from Sukkim that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. And one of them is, Vayomer Haman Belibo. This is number one on the list. How do we know what was in Haman's heart? It must be Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Demra. The Gemara says, it's not such a great raya, it's logical. Right? After you read the story, you hear what Haman said, then obviously you know what he was thinking. Obviously know what he was thinking. But again, that's the first suggestion that Rabbi Eliezer says, Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Demra. Rabbi Kiva says, Shenemra Bati Esther, Nosei Schein, Beinei Kol Ro'eha. How do we know what other people were thinking? Remeir Omer, Shenemra Vayiva Daha Davar LaMordechai. Right? How did Mordechai know? How do we know that Mordechai knew? Uva Biza Lo Shalchu Es Yadam. They didn't take any of the spoils. Okay, Kim Uva Kiblu. But either way, this is one of the days out of the many that is in that Gemara Daf Zayin. So Haman thinks, who is it? Nobody besides me. Vayomer Haman El Melech. So the Haman starts off. Ish Asher Melech Chafitz Bikaro Yaviu Lovish Malchus Asher Lavash Bo Melech. He should take the clothing that the king wore. What do you see from this lashon that the king wore? What Achashverosh is seething. Achashverosh already, we know, is thinking that Haman might want to kill me. Haman might have been having, you know, some kind of relationship with my queen. He's already thinking that he's a Morab Malchus, and Haman is just digging his hole deeper by saying these words. Let him, and Achashverosh knows exactly what Haman is thinking, let him wear the levush of the king. Vasus asher rachav alav melech, vasher nitan keser malchus barosho, and let him take the crown on his head. Interesting, when the Medrash picks up, when he actually is supposed to do all of these things, the crown's not mentioned. The crown's not mentioned. Why is the crown not mentioned? So the Mefarshim explained, because he saw the king almost blew up when he mentioned the crown, so he didn't, that wasn't mentioned. And let somebody help him get this dressed. V'il b'show asa'ish, asher ha'melech ha'veis b'karo. Let him get dressed in the royal garb. V'ir kivu al sus b'rechov ha'ir. He'll go around on the horse. V'karo l'fan of him. They'll call in front of him. Kacha ye'aseh lo'ish, asher ha'melech ha'veis b'karo. So is done to the person that the king wants his covered. Why is it so important to have this calling? Okay, dress him up in the king's garb and let him go on the king's horse. What do you need the kriya for? Kacha yesel ish, says Rav Nevinzal. The Gemara tells us about Metzi on Daf Ches, that if two people are tafus in an animal, they both say it's mine, and one of them is riding the animal, and one of them is leading the animal. So there's a suffix there. Who's the real owner? Be'eza ofa nikeres bedas b'nei adam habaylus b'yoser. Im al yidei arachiva, im kein rochev zoche. Im shem al yidei anhaga, im kein manig zoche. So maybe that was Haman's thing here. Haman says, if he thought that he was going to be on top, but maybe the manig is the one that's the leader. So Haman says, you know, say out loud, this one, the other guy is getting the covet. The other guy, ye baro l'kol, l'mi kol hakavod hazeh. Who is getting all of the covets? That's why he makes a big deal about the kriya itself. So what happens? Vayomer Hamelach LaHaman. The king says, "Okay, Maher, Kaches Lavush VeSasus Kasher Dibarta. Take the Lavush of the Sus, like you said. Vasechein LaMordechai HaYehudi HaYoshev B'Shar Hamelach. Go to Mordechai, the Jew that's sitting in the Shar Hamelach. Al Tapel Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Don't forget anything." Right, what is all this identification? Go to Mordechai. So the Gemara adds in Tezayin. Amarle Manu Mordechai. Which Mordechai? Amarle HaYehudi. Amarle Tuma Mordechai. He could be Yudai. There are a lot of Mordechais amongst the Jews. Amarle HaYoshi B'Shar HaMelech. The one that's sitting by the Shar. Amarle Sagli B'Chad Diskarta. You're not me B'Chad Nara. Why don't you just give him a river? Give him a kfar. Give him a village. You don't have to give him all these things. Amar Le Achashverosh says, Hanami Havle, give him that too. Al Tap El Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Don't forget anything. So what happens? Ein Brera, he doesn't have a choice. Vayika Chaman Es Halavush Ves Asus Vayal Beish Es Mordechai Vayar Kiveu Berechov Ha'ir. He dresses Mordechai, he gives him to Rai. Vayikro Lefanav Kacha Yeh Aseh Lo Ish
Asher HaMelech HaFetz Bikaro. The Gemara fills in such colorful parts of the story right here. He goes and he looks for Mordechai, and he finds him. He finds him. First of all, Mordechai sees him coming from far away, and he's teaching his students. He tells the students, you know, scatter. I'm going to be here. He probably wants to kill me. Kiven dechazi Mordechai da'afik lekivle v'susei mechad biyadei mirtas. He gets scared. Amar lulu rabban and hayrishi lemikdal nafshi kasi. He's coming to kill me. Zilu mikamei, quickly run away. Di lo tichvu bagach alto. You won't be caught in his coals. Vahishai den esade Mordechai v'kamlei b'slusa. Mordechai started davening. Started davening a very long Shmona Esrei. Asa Haman v'asalei kamayu. Haman is in no rush to do this. So he just sits and waits. Va'orich ad desalik Mordechai l'slusi until he finished. Amarlu b'may eskisu. Haman says, what were you just teaching? Amrulei bizman shebez medesh kayim. So they say, and the students also, it says Amru, not just Amar. When we had a base of Migdash, man de manade mincha maisi moli comes to the solto miskaperle. We used to bring a kometz of soles, burn it on the fire, and we'd get the kapara. I was learning Hilchas Kemitza. Some say, why? Because it was the second day of Pesach. Remember the 3 days they were fasting. This was the day of the Karbana Omer that was brought. They were learning about Kemitza. Amar luhu, asi male kumse kimcha ditchu. Your kometz is going to come. V'dach yesar alfi kikri kaspa didi. You're gonna win. All of a sudden, Haman has an epiphany. Maybe he realizes, what's Mordechai doing? He wasn't out there trying to escape. He was just learning Torah. He was learning, he was teaching children. So he was focused on the next generation. And he realizes, I'm in for it. Amar le Russia. And then Mordechai continues and says, Eved shekona nachasim eved labi nachasim lami, you're my Eved. Amar le Haman says, can you please just get these clothes on? Let's get this over with. Kum lavush haimani v'rachov haisusya. Dibay lecha malka, the king wants you to wear it. Amar le, lo yachil na da'ayna lebe bani. I need to go take a shower. I haven't showered, I haven't eaten in a few days. It's not covered for the king's clothing. But Ashkelamazi, I need a haircut. The Lavarach Arlesh Tamushi, Bimani de Malka. Hachi, I can't. And all of a sudden, Esther realized what was going on, and Esther went and closed all of the bathhouses and all the barbers. So what happens? Haman had to give him a haircut. He brought his own scissors because Shokale Mazie. Babit the Shokale, Ingid, he starts groaning and sighing, and he says to Haman, what's the problem? Amrle Gavra Davi Khoshivle Lamalka Mikula Rabravanoi, such an honorable person I am. Hashul Shavi Balani Vesapar, now I'm a haircutter. Now I'm a barber. Amrle says Mordechai, Russia. Balaf Saprashal Kfar Kartsamaisa. You used to be a barber, that's what you used to do. Tana Haman Saprashal Kfar Kartsamaya, Esther Mishtaim Shana, 22 years he was the barber. He forgot so quickly, says Mordechai, you're no better. And after that, he helps him gets into the bathhouse, and we know the story. Gachin Vesalik, he couldn't reach, he had to bend down, he had to step on Haman. Kisalik bought, but he gave Haman a nice kick on the way in. Amar Lei, so Haman says, Loksiv Lachub and follow Yivchal Tismach. You're not supposed to rejoice when your enemies fall. Amar Lei, Hani Mili Bi Yisrael. That's our fellow Jew enemies. Avo Bitchu, but people want to kill us? Ksiv Atab Amosemu Sidroch. So that's, I have nothing to hold back for. So again, the Gemara tells more. But we'll leave that for now. So Pasuk Yud Beis, after this whole thing, Vayashem Mordechai Ashar HaMelech, Mordechai goes back. He goes back to where he was. He goes back to the Sak and the Evel, right? Shavla Sakola Taniso, says the Gemara. And the Sasema says on Purim, Kach Darkam Shal Tzadikim, Afalpi Shebelibo Rok Farasi Yeshua, you see a little bit of the Yeshua, Lohegas Daito, Velo Hifsik Mi Bakashas Rachim, he didn't start to stop davening, Ki Yat Tzadik Mevin Shematara Sayisurin, Hashem wants our tefillos. So right now, the Yeshua didn't fully come yet. Hashem still must want our tefillos. So he didn't stop. He went back to the Sako v'ta'aniso. So Mordechai goes back to his place. V'haman nitchafel beiso. And Haman goes back to his place. Avel v'chafui rosh. Mourning and covered. Head is covered. And Chazal, of course, Darshan, what does this mean? While he was walking, his daughter was on the rooftop, and his daughter thought that it was Mordechai in the front and her father on top, so she takes the toilet seat, so to speak. They went to the bathroom in a pail. She threw it on him, but it really ended up being on Haman, and when she realized that, she jumps off the roof, and that's why he's in mourning, and Chafui Rosh. There's a medrash that's quoted. The Mishmar Zalzav here quotes. There's a medrash. Why she was on the roof, and why was there a pot with all of the tzoa in it right then? So he quotes that there's a medrash that Haman had a daughter, And Haman sent his daughter to the party. This is quoted from the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash. And he wanted Achashverosh to marry his daughter. It didn't work out. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Min Shemaya, in the Targum, that she developed a stomach problem. And she had to run to the bathroom all the time. And hygiene wasn't the same. And she stunk. And finally, Haman couldn't even deal with her. So all these years, she put her on the roof. Right, with her pail right next to her. And that's when she sees this happening, she realizes that's the pail that she takes and she throws over, because that was always with her. And that's Avel v'chafui Rosh. V'yisaper Haman l'zeresh eshto, he goes home, and even though the last parak, what does Haman say? Es kol rov gadlo and ashro. And now, he tells Zeresh eshto l'chov av es kol asher karo, everything that happened. It's still karahu, asher karcha. He still thinks it's a mikra. And all of a sudden, they're flipping now. If it's Mordechai, the Jew that you're starting up with, forget it. You're not going to be able to overcome him, because it's all downhill from here. The question that all of my first ask is, what happened? All of a sudden, in the last part, they're saying, yeah, kill Mordechai, build the gallows. And now, how they switch? So the Rebbe Nevenzal says, it's Haman's own fault. Because remember, he made the rule. Kol issorer beveso. The wife is not allowed to argue on the husband. But all of a sudden now, he's saying to her, he's waiting for her, you know, for her reaction. So now she could say the truth. Now she could say what she was thinking. Or it was just pessimism. Pessimism, by Lamb writes, a Jew always has to be optimistic. Right? That's a Jew. No matter what's happening, there's optimism. But she gave up. She gave up. Nafal tipo lalav lefanav. Nothing's going to help. You're on your way down. And it's all over. The Gemara there, Daf Tezayim and Aleph Darshins, what was he saying? Shtei nefilos halalu lama. What's the double lashon of nafal tipol? Amrulo. Umazu meshula la'afar, umeshula la'kochavim. This nation is compared to dirt and to stars. Kishehen yardin, yardin ad afar. Ukshein olin, olin ad la'kochavim. They could be like dirt, they could be like stars. We mention often the Maharal's beautiful comment in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Yudalid. Jews are all the way on top or all the way on the bottom. We're compared to birds. Birds have wings. So they're the only animals that could fly up into the heavens. They have all this potential. But let's say you get a bird who has a broken wing. So are they just like other animals? They'll walk around? No, they're going to die soon. Because they can't use their wings. They can't use their wings. So that's Am Yisrael. We're either all the way up or all the way down, right? And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Ksubis, Samach Vav, when we were so downtrodden after the Churban, he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, when you're up high, you're great. When you're low down, you're low. Why does he say Ashreichem? Because this is the power and the potential that we have. And that's what Zeresh even notices and says. Odama Dabrimi Mo, and while they're talking, Visari Seyam Elach Hagiyu, he didn't have time to take a shower, he didn't have time to anything. Vayef Hilu Lavias Haman, Ela Mishta Sharasa Esther, they quickly bring Haman to the second party, as we get to the climax of the story of Haman, at least, here, the end of Perek Vav in Megillas Esther.